Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Well, today is the third Monday of the month, and you know what that means. It's an all call-in show. It's your chance to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance on an issue or problem that's been plaguing you. And I especially want to invite and encourage our friends that are listening on WBLQ 1230 to call in. And if you want to get an on-air tarot reading, call in now at 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819. And I want to remind you that this does not predict the future. I can't tell you how something is going to resolve. But what I can tell you in a given situation is where to focus, maybe what your lesson is in that situation that can help you get unstuck and move forward. So if you want some guidance, give a call now at 800-930-2819. Well, while we're waiting for people to get started, there are a few things that I want to share with you. And first of all, I just want to talk briefly about what we're doing on Facebook, on the Laura Longley Show page on Facebook. We're doing 30 days of gratitude. And today we're discussing the arts and what is it about the arts that you are grateful for. Because we all have things in our lives that we're grateful for because they help us live. And the arts really don't have a purpose beyond enjoyment. They don't help us, you know, feed ourselves or stay warm or be safe. So they are something that, though, is very necessary in our lives in order to have happiness. So I'd love for you to join the conversation there. It's on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. And once again, the call-in number today is 800-930-2819 for any of those of you who would like to do a tarot reading on the air or just get some guidance on an issue that you are having trouble with today. So I've had a lot of kind of very interesting, and actually almost, I don't want to say traumatic, that's too strong of a word, but really I've been going through some stuff the last few weeks that have been, it started out as being a very painful situation for me. And I talked about this a little bit on the Tuesday show a couple weeks ago. But what's helped me or what's happened for me in this particular situation is that I have been given some new tools to use to help me through it. And also I have been kind of reinvigorated with some old tools that haven't really resonated with me in the same way as they are right now. And I want to share a little bit of those things with you so that you can see how these tools might help you as well. And in the meantime, be sure and give a call if you want to get a tarot reading or some intuitive guidance at 800-930-2819. The lines are open right now. So give a call in now if you want some airtime to get your tarot reading. So one of the things that showed up for me, well, let me just back up a step. So what happened is that I had a conflict with my 17-year-old son. Now, those of you who are parents of teenagers or who have been parents of teenagers will know that having conflict with a teenager is not really unusual. But we'd had some things going on where it just kept building up and kind of exploded a few weeks ago. And I went through a phase where I kind of went, okay, fine. You know what? I'm done trying to fix this. And then I felt called to go and see a practitioner about it who I hadn't seen in about 6 months. And I had what at the time was a really awful session where I ended up feeling attacked, feeling judged, feeling bad, feeling like I was a bad parent, feeling like I was a bad person. And I went away from there with this perspective of blaming the practitioner and, you know, really going, hey, what's the deal? I went to you to help me and instead you hurt me. Well, that opened the door. And by the next, well, what happened is I went home and had one of those good, ugly cries that went on for quite a while. And I hadn't cried that hard in quite a long time. But I feel like it opened the door for me to start having this shift. And by the next morning, I started understanding what she had been trying to tell me the day before in that session. And you know, I mean, I think there maybe was room for the delivery to be different where maybe I could have heard it, but maybe not. I mean, maybe I needed to go to that place of, you know, just total breakdown in order to be able to get it. I don't know, because it only happened in the one way. I don't know what would have happened if it had been done any other way. But I obviously still have some, pain from the way it was handled. But perhaps that's what I needed to really get it. But so what happened for me was, I was laying in bed either that night or the next morning as I was waking up, and I started thinking about the Byron Katie process, the work, where you take a statement that you're making about someone else and you ask if it's true. And ultimately, what you end up doing is turning it around in different ways that are more true. And so I got up and I actually did the work on this session I'd had with this practitioner the day before, because I really was starting to get the idea that she didn't attack me, I attacked me. And that just, that really is the way that Byron Katie works, is that it's really all about us. It isn't about what somebody else is doing. It's about us and the meaning we make of things. And so I sat down and I printed off a worksheet. You can get them online for free at thework.com. And I worked through, starting with this practitioner attacked me, and worked through the whole process. And really what was more true was I attacked me. I'm the one who went to the place of black and white, good or bad. I'm either a good parent or a bad parent. I'm either a good person or a bad person. If I do one thing wrong, it automatically pushes me into the bad category, and it erases the 100 good things that I did right. And so I'm the one who did that to myself. And so that was the beginning of the shift for me with this one particular piece of work, the work. That's kind of a little bit of a pun I didn't intend, because there are other tools I've been using too that I'll talk about a little bit later. But with the work, one of the things that I noticed about myself as I started to embrace that, okay, this is about me. It's not about the practitioner. It's not about my son and what he's doing. It's about me. And I realized that I have had an issue for a long time. And that, I mean, really, I could look back to childhood and see myself doing this. And that is when I feel threatened, and I feel threatened if I feel like I'm going to be made bad because I go to that place of I do one thing wrong, I'm a bad person, then I get defensive and I attack. And I might not do it in a very overt way. I might not say anything to you, but you're going to get that energy coming off of me of, you know, I'm attacking you. And it rebuffs people. And I saw how even in my daily life where I'm not even having a verbal interaction with somebody, that I am in that compete mode all the time, win or lose. If I lose, then, or I mean, if you win, then I have to lose. And therefore, I always have to win because I don't want to be the loser. And I hadn't left any room for the fact that we can all win. We can all get what we want and we need and what we need. It's not, I mean, that's a position of lack to think that if one person wins, another person has to lose. So where that took me was really making a big shift in my everyday life. I mean, there were things like, and if you've been listening to the show, you'll know a few weeks ago, I talked about when I was driving and this guy passing me and the competitiveness I felt about that. Well, it's things like that, even to the point of if I, let's say I go into a Starbucks and I'm going to get some coffee and there's not a distinct line, people are kind of milling around, I get anxious that somebody who came in after me is going to get in front of me, that it's going to be unfair. I'm not going to get my turn. And so can you imagine how much anxiety I had been carrying around worrying about these things that, number one, most of the time didn't even happen. And number two, even if it did happen, so what? I mean, big deal, right? So I've really, really had this huge shift. And that was where it started for me, was really being present in my everyday life, noticing those things. And as Byron Katie says, what somebody else thinks of me is none of my business, meaning that's all their stuff, whatever they think of me. And so being in my own stuff and what are my judgments and what does that say about me? It doesn't say anything about them, has been huge for me and it has been a really big help. Well, we do have a caller on the line that we will take after the break, but we're going to take a break right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. If you want to get your name on the list for a reading, you can call in at 800-930-2819. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thanks.
To pay rent, long nights, strange men.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit The Truth Is Funny.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'll go mad for a couple grams.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and it's the third Monday, and that means it's an all call-in show where you have your opportunity to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance around a problem or issue that's bothering you. If you want an on-air reading, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And we do have a caller. Who do we have, Benny?
Sure. Let's take Marie. She's calling in from Everett.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi, Laura. Nice to talk with you again. It's been several months.
Oh, okay.
Go
ahead.
I have a question about, it seems like my whole energy level has shifted, and I'm more becoming more inwards. I used to be really outwards and
yes.
real gregarious, but a lot of things happened to me this year that have made me trust as much people. So I just wondered, what if you pulled a card? Maybe it would reveal something that I could look deep into to help myself.
So before I do that, and I will do that, but before I do that, I want to share with you that. You know, what you're going through can also be a really natural process where you, when you go inside, it means that you are going deeper and doing more with your spiritual growth. And I know for me personally, I went through 2012. I had a year where I really was, you know, I don't want to say isolated because it wasn't negative. But I'm also more of an extrovert, and so it was a shift for me too, but it was absolutely what I needed to do and where I needed to be in order to do the growth that was on my plate for that year. So let me just start before I pull a card by asking you, do you feel like that is part of it for you?
I feel like I've been compressed some way, and it's like I wanted to shut down and get my strength again in some different way. God, I don't even know how to explain it, but I just felt like I'd been put upon for the majority of this year, and I learned a lot. I have to say that.
Right.
And, but I'm connecting more with nature, and I'm just being more quiet inside myself. And I know that this is the most major shift I think I've had in years. So I need to see, am I looking at everything deeply? Is there anything I'm missing? Because I feel like, you know, like you hope that you can get that belt to go through the loop.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that loop that's going to make it all sense to me as to why this is happening.
Well, okay, so what I will do is the question I'm going to ask when I draw the card is this experience of this past year, is there more that Marie needs to learn from it, or is that at a place, or is it at a place where it's ready to come to conclusion? And if there is more to learn, what's the focus of that? Does that sound reasonable?
Yes,
okay.
I think, I can't believe that I feel like as though I'm processing a lot of anger. It just comes up and bubbles up, and I can't believe it's coming from me like that. I'm by myself, and it's like, aha, a lot of things happened that I needed to really look at in relation to my self-worth, and somehow I feel like I'm dragging myself up out of the well that I almost drowned into.
Well, and you know, that could very well be it. So let's see what this card says. Ace of Wands. Wands is the suit of spirit, and ace means that you're moving to a different level in your spirituality. And so what this has all been about is that going within, finding your inner resources, finding the strength that comes not just from gritting your teeth and pulling yourself up from your bootstraps, but the strength that comes from connecting with spirit and at a certain level surrendering and saying, I need help with this, you know, show me the way.
Mm-hmm.
And does that resonate for you with what you feel like has been going on?
Yeah, I think surrendering is really, I think the word surrendering and asking is probably key in just what you said.
Well, and I think that it's something that for many of us is a last resort. We're so used to making everything happen ourselves that it's not even that we resist asking for help, although I think we do to some degree. But I know for myself personally, I don't even think about it sometimes because I'm so used to handling it all myself.
Mm-hmm.
And is that part of it for you as well, being able to just say, you know what, I don't have to do this all?
Right. I think I feel my body kind of relaxing as you say that. I think I identify a truism for me that I feel my shoulders releasing when you say that. So I don't have to bear everything.
Right.
To make it happen.
Yeah. You don't have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. And I think it's great that you are so in touch with your body that you're noticing how your body is responding to that thought. Because that's a great indicator.
One of the things that kind of, I don't know if it's disturbing or if it's more enlightening for me, when I listen to people talk, people that might be on the board or people in other positions and so forth, I get this unbelievable impression about them that I've never had before that makes me somewhat discomforted because it's as if I'm seeing something in its raw form that I've never seen before, that's not pleasant.
So do you trust that? Do you trust that is truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I see it, and I, you know, it's like, it's just, it looks like I'm processing things informationally in a different way, in a more feeling intuitive way than just,
right,
you know, going out there and doing all this dance to make everybody happy.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what it sounds like to me, is that you have had a channel open up for you where you're receiving different information, additional information that hasn't been available to you before. And so you're adjusting to that.
Okay. So maybe that's why I'm so exhausted.
Absolutely. You could be exhausted because of that. How is your sleep?
Pardon me?
How is your sleep? How are you sleeping?
Sometimes I'll go to work for maybe 3 or 4 hours. And I have to come home and just die on the vine. And then the next day I'm just, I can't get enough information. I'm downloading information all the time off the internet. And I don't even know why, but
right,
the information is important for me. As I see later on, I'm in situations where that information has come in handy for me. So it's like, I feel like I'm starting to exist on a different level.
Yeah, I think that sounds like exactly what's going on. And you won't always feel so exhausted. It's getting adjusted. You're getting adjusted to it. So, yeah, so I think that you're just going down the right path. You just keep doing it and know that you will feel better.
Thank you for that,
you
Laura.
Bet.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call, Marie. So I want to just Before we go to the next break in a couple minutes, because we don't have time for another call, I want to say something that happened to me this morning that's related to what I was talking about a little bit earlier with the Byron Katie, the work. Because yesterday I started noticing that I was getting back into that competing mode. Like I was noticing the judgments I was making of people when I was riding the bus or walking down the sidewalk, where before I had been really releasing those, doing a really good job of releasing those and saying, you know, not my stuff. I don't need to worry about it. And so last night when I went to bed, I always do what I'm grateful for from the day. And I also asked, I said, I noticed that I'm starting to get more into this competing mode again. Would you please help me shift back to where I was? Because it really is a so much more peaceful place to be, to quit all those judgments in that competing. Well, on my way to the studio today, I take a zip car, and I was walking from my apartment the block or so that it was to where the zip car is, and I was walking through this parking lot, and this car zoomed up, a great big Mercedes SUV. All my judgments about big SUVs and people who own Mercedes and all that stuff kicked in. And on top of it, it was raining. So I was kind of in a hurry. And so he did stop and I passed in front of him. Well, then he's like trying to zoom past me. And I finally, you know, I step over the side and I'm like, you know, put my hand out like after you. And then he wouldn't go anyway. So the short version of the story is I got in the car and I'm still having all these thoughts about, oh, that guy. And I went, hey, what am I doing? You know, it's I'm persisting the negative feelings that I had by continuing to think about this guy. And I went back to this whole thing of, you know, shifting it using the work. And it's like, because one of the things I was telling me was, well, he should have been looking out for me. Well, I should have been looking out for him. And another thing I was saying was, you know, well, because it's raining, you know, he should have let a pedestrian go first or whatever. Well, because it's raining, maybe he needed to get someplace quickly and he was late. I mean, I have no idea what was going on for him or why he was acting that way. And it could have been a truly legitimate reason. And I just don't know. And so I'm thanking Spirit for giving me that really overt experience today. Because now it helps me get back into that mode of, oh, not mine to judge, not mine to worry about, not mine to feel anxious about. So we are going to continue to take calls throughout the hour. If you want to get an on-air tarot reading or some intuitive guidance, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take more callers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. It's the third Monday, and that means it's an all call-in show where you have the chance to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance around a problem or issue that's bothering you. And let's just go right to callers.
Sure. We'll take Diane now calling in from Burien.
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
How are you?
Have had better days. I've had worse days.
Okay. Well, how can I help you? Maybe that's a better question.
That was just it. I was wondering about my health.
Okay. Do you have something in particular going on?
Fibromyalgia.
Okay. And so what I'm going to ask about is really, where do you need to focus? What do you need to know? And this is not about, you know, health information. But what is it that would help you to have more ease with that issue? Is that helpful?
Okay. Well, then maybe there's a second question that I was thinking about was I'm planning on moving.
Okay.
And is that good?
Okay. So, again, I'm going to ask...
Would that be a bit easier question?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there isn't hard or easy, but it does require to some degree that there's a resonance for you. So around the moving, I'm going to ask, what is it that you... Have you made the decision yet, or you're still looking to make the decision?
I've made the decision. It's just what I need to do to make it smoother.
Okay. Yeah, so that's exactly what we'll ask is, you know, what is it that you need to know? Right. What is it you need to know, or where do you need to focus to make that move as easy as possible for you? All right.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So what came up is number one in the major arcana, which is the Magician. And the Magician really is kind of about magic. And so what I think this is saying is that what you need to do is you need to believe in magic. You need to believe that things can be easeful, that things don't have to be difficult. There doesn't have to be a struggle, that you can do everything that you need to do with ease. Does that feel like magic to you?
It does. It sounds like heaven.
Yeah. And it really comes from you believing that that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really, I think it can apply to the fibromyalgia as well. That,
that's just what I was thinking.
Yeah, that you can choose to believe that this doesn't have to be a bad day. This doesn't have to be something that impacts me negatively forever. That there is magic, that it can resolve itself, or it can be so, you know, have so little impact in my life that I never would have believed it.
That sounds wonderful.
So in support of that, do you do anything, like do you use the Louise Hay book, You Can Heal Your Life, at all?
I have, and I've done a lot. I've, like you were talking about Byron Katie, I've used, been listening to her CDs on using the work. And so yeah, I've been doing a lot of things, and it's better. And
good.
I do know that it's like, okay, so I'm hurting, and my life goes on. You know, it's
right.
There are not too many days or times that I allow, you know, that the pain takes over and controls my life. And a lot of times I'm just living, and it's there. So I do know a lot of those things have helped.
Great. That I know, think that that's so wonderful.
And meditation I know helps, and using floating meditation helps. It's like I've been working on many different ways and experimenting with many different ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, and it's, you know, things have gotten better.
And you know what? I would say that all of those things could fall under the category of magic, right? Because they're not Western medicine that, you know, tells us here's the symptom, here's the treatment. And but they work. They help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Diane. And so just keep believing in magic. And that's the key for both the move and the illness and life in general, really.
And I want to say blessings to you. And
thank you.
And I wish you a very wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Diane. You too. All right. So who else do we have, Benny?
Sure, let's travel east. We'll go to Wichita, Kansas. We have Juanita joining us now.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. I'm so excited to have somebody outside the Seattle area. Not that I don't love the people in the Seattle area, but it's just fun to get someone else from somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That took a lot of get for me to call, though. I don't know. I'm just so surprised I got in. But thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I was wondering if you could give me a card on, the thing that happened with me was it was close to 25 years ago, and I was taking a lot of aspirin, and because of what I have, it's an autoimmune disease, and I guess it all built up in my stomach, but I wasn't aware of it, and I guess one day it just all came to a big head, and I started having a lot of I don't know what you call that. I was delusion. Well, I don't know if I was having psychic experiences what.
Uh-huh. Like some side effects from it or something, or
what?
Some side effects or something like that, or?
I was having a lot of side effects, but I was also I thought I was talking to God and stuff too, Anyways, my husband took me to the emergency room, and they said I had enough aspirin in me to kill two or three people.
Oh my goodness gracious!
But, yeah.
So
and
what...
it was all this time I was, I kept thinking I was talking to God. I'm not so sure it was God, but I was just wondering, is this a spiritual experience for me? Because ever since then, I've just. It continued to stay with me.
Before I draw a card, I will just say that I don't, there's no reason to think it wasn't a spiritual experience, I guess is what I'm saying. I mean, there's no way to know one way or the other. And so I think it really is about what it means to you and what you take from it, right? And so the fact that it stayed with you for all these years. So for today's question, is it more around that you want to have that kind of connection again, or... I guess I'm not getting clear on exactly what it is you want to ask about.
Well, I mean, was that supposed to happen to me to wake me up?
So what I'm going to say is what does Juanita need to know about that experience she had 25 years ago? Where do you need to focus? What is it that you need to know about that? And hopefully that will show up.
I don't...
Yes?
Okay, but I do want to... make it clear that I've ever since that time that I've felt like I've been in a spiritual experience continuously.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to draw the card, and then I'm going to tell you something that I learned last week that might be relevant. So hang on a second.
Okay.
So the card that I drew, and this is interesting, was the Three of Swords, which is sorrow. And swords is about mental, about thoughts. And I'm wondering if there's some connection for you of, you say you've felt like you've still been in that spiritual experience since that happened, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So you're not feeling sorrowful that experience ended?
No, I'm not. No, that was a very painful thing for me.
Okay.
That was the scariest thing that ever happened to me. All right, but do you think maybe that card is pertaining to I've had some things happen in the last couple of years that people have passed. My husband passed and my great-grandma passed.
Well, frequently this card is about releasing sorrow, about letting go of sorrow that is keeping you stuck or not allowing you to move forward on your path.
Okay, because that means it's a healing card?
Yes.
Oh, thank God, that's nice.
Yeah, it's not predictive. It is not predictive. It doesn't predict that in the future you're going to have sorrow. It's really more about what you need to focus on within yourself. And so what it really is about is if you have sorrow, whether it's from people who have passed in your life, from past experiences that you haven't fully grieved, and those things keep you held back from being able to be present and to move forward.
Oh, my gosh, that makes so much sense. Yeah, I feel like I've been, ever since then, it woke me up, and I had to look deeply into what these questions I've always had my whole life, you know, about, I guess starting in early childhood. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Great.
I'm so glad I called today.
Great. And you know, I mean, it seems like the sorrow card is not really related to what you asked, but it sounds like it connects for you.
Well,
about releasing sorrow.
I know. I think, you know, when those particular people passed on, that it made me even look deeper into what I've been searching for. Yeah. I'm just so glad I got to talk to you today.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we do need to go to a break right now, but I hope that was helpful for you.
Oh, it was. It was. God bless you.
Thank you, Juanita. You have a great day. Well, it is time for another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will share a little bit more about what's been going on with my big shift. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we've been doing call-in for Tarot, but since we just have a few minutes left till the end of the show, I think that I'm just going to wrap up with a little bit of what I was talking about earlier. And before I do that, I mentioned in the previous segment with Juanita, who had called in, that there was something that I thought might be relevant to her that I learned last week. And Juanita, I hope you're still listening. So my guest last Tuesday was Joanne DiMaggio, and she's a past life regression therapist, and she also has experienced past lives herself. And in her book, she talks about that she had a near-death experience where she really wasn't near death. She was in a car accident that could have been fatal, but she and her passenger both survived with only minor injuries, but she really got thrown for a loop with it. And maybe a year or so later, she was working with someone who said something about her past, not her past, like her near-death experience. And she said, but I didn't almost die. And this person said to her, but did you think you were going to in that moment when you saw that other car coming towards you? And she said, yes. And so what happened was her etheric body left her physical body, which is what a near-death experience is, even though she didn't almost die. And so, Juanita, I wonder if that might have been part of what happened for you when you had that aspirin overdose or whatever you want to call it 25 years ago, if you had a near-death experience, even though you didn't almost die because, you know, the doctors were telling you you should have been dead, right? So that might have been part of it. And so that might have been what led to that spiritual experience for you. So I just wanted to throw that out there as a possibility because, of course, I can't know. You can only know. So getting back to some of the tools that I've been working with the past few weeks when I've really been in kind of this big shift for me, and that hasn't always been a pleasant or painless one, but I don't think they always are. I got introduced to a new tool that once I got introduced to it, I now am seeing it everywhere, you know, like buying a new car and then you see it everywhere. And I'd never even heard of it until 2 weeks ago. Less than 2 weeks ago. It was last on Tuesday. Tomorrow it'll be 2 weeks. And it's called Access Consciousness. So I'm sure some of you have heard of this because one of the places that I started seeing it once I heard about it was on Dr. Pat's Facebook page. So it's out there. And I realized as I started learning about it that my Body Talk and Psych K practitioner has been using this on me. I won't say on me, but with me recently. And I did not know what that was either. There's a very specific clearing statement you use with Access Consciousness, which she would say in our sessions, and she'd say, you don't need to know what this is. And it's like I start learning about Access Consciousness, and I go, oh my gosh, that's what she's been doing. And the other piece of it that really is kind of like, I think this was meant to show up in my life right now, is that the way I learned about it was in such an odd, roundabout, random kind of way. I was on Facebook and I saw a friend of mine had liked an article that was about business. And so I went and read the article and I thought that the article was interesting, but the person who wrote the article had like 10 points. And one of her points was, I forget even what the point was that she made, but she had a link to this woman who does coaching around how you connect with your clients. And it you know, it's not the same for all of us. And I really resonated with what she said. And so I contacted her to do an initial consultation with her. And it was in the course of talking to her that she told me about Access Consciousness, which has nothing to do with business, right? So she and I both agreed that that was exactly why we were meant to be connected. There were a whole bunch of things that converged to that. So I want to tell you just really briefly, I don't know everything about Access Consciousness, obviously, in 2 weeks. I haven't learned everything about it. But the things that I have learned that have been really, really helpful to me really dovetail with what I've been doing with the Byron Katie work. And that is, number one, being in the present. Number two, knowing that there's a bunch of stuff that really does not belong to you. So one of the first things that you start doing with Access Consciousness is when you have an emotion or a judgment or a negative thought, you ask, who does this belong to? Because it might not even be yours. It's energy that's in your field that does not belong to you. And I cannot tell you how helpful just that has been for me. And the way that you judge whether it's yours or not is when you get that feeling. And for me, a lot of it is I get this anxious feeling in my chest and I say, who does this belong to? And if that lightens or dissipates or lifts in any way, hey, it wasn't yours. And you can say, so long. And of course, you know, it doesn't mean that those things don't keep coming back. It takes a while for us to get in shape, if you will. So you just keep practicing. Who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? And that's part of what I've been doing with this competing judgment thing that I've been having going on also, is whenever I start to get that judgment thought, I go, who does this judgment belong to? And if it just goes away, I'm like, hey, great, not mine. I'm good with that. I can live with that. So that's the starting place for Access Consciousness. Obviously, there's a lot more, and I'm running out of time, so I can't tell you a lot more about it, but you will be hearing more about it over the coming weeks from me because it really is helping me a lot, and I think it's a very useful tool for anyone and everyone. So before we say goodbye today, I do want to ask you to let me know who are some guests that we've had on the show at any time in the past year, at any time, even over the past year, that you liked and you want to come back for another session. And send me an email, Laura at thelauralongleyshow.com, or just put it on Facebook, post it on my Facebook page, which is The Laura Longley Show, because I really want to have guests in here that are helpful to you and that you resonate with. So I really would love to hear from you. I want to thank all of our callers who were brave enough to, first of all, call in, because especially when you do it for the first time, it can be kind of scary. And also to ask for help and guidance in a public way where other people are going to hear what your problem is. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Dr. Joseph Gallenberger about liquid luck and inner Vegas. Learn about how you can increase your luck in daily life and manifest what you've always dreamed of using his Liquid Luck CD or by reading his book, Inner Vegas. You can listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com or WBLQ 1230 AM in Rhode Island. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.